Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. We're going to do a history brainstorm here.
Okay.
It is 1896, and William George Crush, that's his actual name.
I love his actual name.
Right? He gets the bright idea for a publicity stunt to raise money and promote the Kansas-Missouri-Texas Railroad. It was also called, I think, Katy. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. Mm-hmm. It might be Caddy, but I'm going to say Katy.
I already feel worried about this.
You should. Mr. William George Crush proposed having two trains collide.
Of course. Why not?
I mean, super exciting, right? I mean, nothing could go wrong.
No.
They asked experts if the boilers used to power the trains might explode on impact. And all but one of the experts said, no, it'll be fine.
Whoa, oh, my word. Were these experts sponsored by the train company?
They might have been. So let me give you a little background on steam locomotives. So, and you know, you've seen in that in movies where they're throwing coal into that hot hopper that's all on fire.
Yeah.
And the heat would create steam, and the steam was used to move the pistons on the train. So in front of each engine is a metal boiler full of pressurized water and steam.
Yeah, you have a giant pressure cooker with fire behind it.
On the front of your train. Yeah. So They're like, great, this is going to be perfect. They put flyers up along the Kansas-Missouri-Texas Railway announcing the spectacle. Riders could buy a $2 round-trip ticket to go to the September 15th event. It's estimated that 40,000 people went to the site about 15 miles outside of Waco. The instant town was dubbed, of course, Crush, Texas.
Mm-hmm. That's a very Texas kind of name.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. So according to Stephen Sloan, a historian of the Baylor Institute of Oral History, quote, in the middle of nowhere, this town would have been the largest city in Texas.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Just for this event in 1896. So they built a 3-mile track next to the Katy rail line. And facing off were two retired engines that they'd brought back into service. They were both 35 tons. One was painted a festive green with red trim. The other was painted a festive red with green trim. So we're super excited. It's going to be a great event. It didn't hurt that Mr. Crush was friends with P.T. Barnum.
Oh, yes. This is all starting to line up now.
Yeah. So P.T. Barnum loaned Crush a tent. They had a restaurant. It was a carnival atmosphere. It was in a valley. So people were on the hills all around. So they had a great view. And at 4 p.m., they charged up the engines. Crews were on each. They got them going up to about 10 miles per hour, roped everything off. The crews jumped off.
That was one of my first questions.
And by the time they hit, it's estimated they were going somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 to 60 miles per hour.
Wow.
Oh, and by the way, each of them had 6 boxcars hooked behind them.
Oh, there's no stopping that then.
No. So it's estimated that the trains hit each other at 1 to 2 million pounds of force. Huge crash. And that's when the boilers exploded.
Oh, yes. How could they not? There was clearly no like sensible mother involved in this planning because she would have shut that down immediately.
Yeah. What's remarkable to me is only a few people are known to have died. A lot were injured because shrapnel.
Yes.
But that didn't stop the people. So in the midst of, you know, boom, some people dead, people screaming, people rushed into the accident and were burning their hands on hot metal while they combed through the wreckage for souvenirs.
Oh, my goodness.
1896 had no chill.
No. Wow.
And Crush, Mr. Crush, was immediately fired.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Once news of this crash, because it was colossal, crash at Crush, went around the world, all publicity is good publicity, he was almost immediately rehired.
I was just going to say, that seems a little unfair because I guarantee the company made some money on that.
They made a lot of money.
Oh my goodness. There are pictures of this, everybody. Oh my gosh. And there is one at the time of the explosion. Wow. I would like to say that sensational entertainment like that has diminished and that we're safer in our entertainment, but it's not true. That's just crazy.
Nothing was as spectacular as the crash at Crush.
Game on. I'm in. If you'd like to hear more episodes about the minutiae of history, check us out at brainjunkpodcast.com. And of course, we're always on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook's a great place for comments and questions. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.